This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 866. Show notes for this greatest hits episode, as well as any links mentioned in this episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 866. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms stories, tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more powerful, positive, and purposeful lives every damn day. So let's dive in. Mamas, this is another greatest hits episode. So you're going to see these greatest hits episode pop up in your feed from time to time. Over the last 8 years and well over 850 episodes, I get a lot of the same questions over and over. Sometimes I'll make a new episode to talk about an old topic in a new way. And sometimes I just look back into my archives and I realize, oh, wait, I already created something really good that's talking about that. So I've decided to start resharing some of that really great content. Some of these are going to be my very best episodes, our most downloaded episodes that I'm going to repurpose, reproduce to give you some of the best content that we've ever created in order to bring you the support that you need to make today a little bit better than yesterday. So even if you've heard this episode before, I promise you it hits different if you're in a different season of life than when you heard it the first time. So listen and learn how to apply these episodes in a different moment, in this exact moment that you're in right now, wherever you're standing right now, however you're standing there, because I promise you, if you open up your ears, you're going to hear it a little different this time. All right, let's dig in. And now I'm really excited to talk about today's conversation, today's topic. A few weeks ago, I made a post on like a Tuesday night or something on social media about magic and discomfort being soulmates. And the next day was laughing and very excited that I happened to turn on an episode of Oprah's podcast, Super Soul Conversations, and she was interviewing Stephen Pressfield. Stephen Pressfield is the author of the book, The War of Art, which is an excellent book that's had notoriety in a lot of different fields and areas and spaces and industries. And they were talking about resistance and basically that like resistance is this magical thing and this discomfort that comes from resistance, how it's necessary. It's necessary for growth and for change, and it's necessary for all good things, that all good things come with resistance. And Stephen Pressfield specifically talked about the difference between the life you're living and the life unlived within. And the only thing standing between the two is resistance. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And when I heard all this, I was actually down in California on the beach. I was down there for a two-day retreat with my mastermind group that I'm a part of. And I had gotten up early in the morning to walk on the beach. And I literally like, I kept stopping the episode to like take notes and rewind and listen to things again, because it was such a brilliant conversation. I will link up this episode in my show notes. So if you go to shamelessmom.com and click on episode 313, you will be able to connect with all of that if you want to listen to the interview, because it's excellent. But what I loved is the acknowledgement of resistance as a necessity. and resistance as a necessary step to all the good things. And I think this is so important and so overlooked. We often think that things should come with more ease, or that we should shy away from the things where we feel resistance. Or sometimes we think, well, if I feel resistance around this, maybe that's a sign that it's not the right thing. That's not the case. And so we often let ourselves off the hook or try to find a road that's a little easier to travel, because as soon as we get to that resistance, that place where we feel that, like, I don't know if I want to keep going, or if I can keep going, or if like that might hurt or be uncomfortable, we often give ourselves permission to turn back or to stop, rather than taking the necessary action to work into and work through the resistance in order to get to the magic place. And so Oprah and Stephen talked about this at length, and I thought it was beautiful and so true. And it's so much about what we talk about here in the Shameless Mom Academy, that in order to get to the good stuff, you have to work through the resistance. And so every time you try to uplevel your life, there's this idea, there's a concept, there's a whole book about this by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. And he talks about self-limiting beliefs. And so there's this concept that every time we decide to uplevel in a certain way, we immediately feel the sense of the ceiling, or this like self-limiting belief where we don't know if we can push past it. We don't know if we can push through it. And that's the resistance that Stephen Pressfield talks about. There's this place where we're like, I don't know if I can do that. And we immediately, we go to self-doubt. We go to negative self-talk. We go to our old stories that we've been telling ourselves our whole lives. We become like the little girl who is like, you know, embarrassed in ballet class, or uncomfortable, you know, at the senior prom or whatever. We go to that place where we feel doubt, we feel discomfort, we feel fear, and we sometimes let that change our minds, and we decide to turn around, and we decide, oh no, like it's not the right time, it's not the right circumstances, I'm not strong enough, and then we decide that we need to wait. I'm going to wait until my kids go to kindergarten. I'm going to wait till my kids go to college. I'm going to wait till I have an empty nest. I'm going to wait till we have more money. I'm going to wait till next spring. I'm going to wait till next year. We think that we need to wait until circumstances are more comfortable, where we might feel less resistance, before we take a leap into something. We feel like if we wait till the right time, we'll have more confidence, more comfort, more ease, and that the thing that we really want will come to us more naturally. And that's not the case. The reason that the thing that we really want will feel so good when we get it is because of the resistance required to get there. That's the magic ingredient. And we often shy away from that. And we think that the thing that is the magic ingredient is the thing that we see as the thing to turn us away, the thing to turn us down, the thing that we let push us down. So we go to up level and we let this thing actually regress us. We let this sense of resistance kick us down, hold us down, push us down. It's like a big heavy boot just squashes us when we get to that place of resistance.
This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder. So if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SHAMELESS. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code shameless. Nutrafol.com, code shameless. This episode is supported by Mysteries About True Histories, a podcast for your kiddos. So from the creators of the hit podcast, Who Smarted, and Netflix's Brainchild, comes the adventurous world of Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH. Every episode follows Max and Molly, who have just been recruited into a secret order of problem solvers, on an adventure through time, packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs, making learning cool. This podcast is perfect for ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday, each stacked with so much laughter that your kiddos won't even realize how much they're learning. I love a show where, as a parent, you're like, hey, let's listen or watch this or whatever, and your kids are thinking they're like getting extra device time or what have you, and you're like, they're learning right now. So it feels like such a big win. So I want you to go check out Mysteries About True Histories wherever you listen to podcasts. You can tune into Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you're listening to this podcast. So go check out Mysteries About True Histories to listen in and have some fun with your kid while they learn today. So there's three ways I want you to consider working into this. The three ways to step into resistance. So the first is to observe and acknowledge. So I talked about this so much when I worked at when I owned my gym. I would tell people when they came in, and especially when they were looking to do things that were uncomfortable, I would say, the first thing you're going to do is you're just going to acknowledge, oh, this is the uncomfortable phase. So people would come in and they would say, like, I want to lose 30 pounds, or I want to do pushups on my toes, or whatever. And of course, like, these goals all sound amazing until we actually try to accomplish them. And then we get to the uncomfortable parts. We're like, oh, but I have to say no to pizza. I have to say no to wine. I have to, like, get in push-up position and actually, like, try to lower myself to the ground and then push myself back up. That's hard and scary. So what I always would say to people is, when you get to that uncomfortable place, you just observe and acknowledge it. And you say, oh, this is that uncomfortable place that I get to every time I'm doing something new. I'm just here right now. This is fine. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is part of it. And so when you acknowledge it, it's like, oh, this is just phase one of the process. Then you're like, oh, okay, it's supposed to be like this. Rather than thinking, oh, wait, I don't know, this is a little uncomfortable. Should I turn back? Should I change the goal? Should I downgrade what I really want in life? Should I accept less? Should I settle? No. All you need to do is observe and acknowledge to start off. So step one, you just observe and acknowledge, oh, this is the resistance. This is that thing that is actually required for me to get to the magic. The only way for the magic to exist is for me to observe and acknowledge that I am at the first step. I'm at the first phase of resistance. And then from there, step two is embracing and owning the resistance. So you embrace and own the resistance and the discomfort, and you're doing it and you're like, this is so hard. This is so uncomfortable. I'm mad. Maybe I'm angry. I might be in a lot of pain, either physically or emotionally. I might be bitter. Like, I might be sleepless because I've decided to go back to school and I'm up all night studying. I might be in a lot of pain because I'm training for a marathon and I can barely run 3 miles and I don't know how I'm going to get to 26.2. So you get into that place where you're in that discomfort and you acknowledge it and observe it. And then you start to embrace and own it and say, oh, right, this is the thing that I have to do, that I get to do, that makes me better, stronger, more powerful, more resilient, more resourceful. Like, this is where the badassery is built right now. So I'm going to stay in this and do the hard thing and see it through, because that's what I do. And then when you embrace it and you own it, you start to get a sense of all that you're capable of. And this is where the magic starts. When you start to have a sense of, oh, wait, I'm not turning back. I'm not giving up. I'm not settling. I'm not changing the goal because I don't think I can make it to the finish line. I am working through the discomfort. I'm owning the discomfort. I'm noticing right now that I am writing this story as I'm living it. And part of my story will be
that I did every single hard thing in this process. I showed up for it. I worked through it, and I get to own that. That gets to be part of my journey and part of my story. And that makes it more powerful at the end of it. If you're not embracing and owning it, if you're not recognizing all the things that you're going through, the sacrifices that you're making, the pain that you're going through, everything that you're enduring, then the magic is not going to be nearly as great. The high will not be nearly as high. So you're going to embrace and own the resistance. Let yourself be responsible for that resistance. Recognize, like, here I am, ridiculously uncomfortable, just being my badass self. It's ugly. It's imperfect. I might want to cry the entire time. I might have diarrhea because I'm so nervous, but here I am in it. That's step two. The third step to stepping into your resistance and making your way through that discomfort to finding the magic as you leap into anything is to work into it and work through it. So sometimes we think that we can work around it, or we can sidestep it. Maybe we can fast track it. We can find a shortcut. No, like, you have to do the work. I'm going to go back to the analogy of running a marathon. When I trained for my marathon, I had done a lot of half marathons. So I knew I could train up to 13 miles because I'd done that before. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, like 13 miles, that sounds like a million miles. Like 13 is the same as a million if you've never run before. So I knew that I could run up to 13 miles, which was already a lot. But I thought, every time I run a half marathon, I get to that finish line and I literally think I could not take one more step. So now that I've signed up for a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles, who am I to think that I can actually run like 14 miles even? Because I've never proven that I could run more than 13. And 13 always feels really, really almost impossibly hard. So I started training and I started working my way up. And every week I added one more mile. So I got myself worked up to that half marathon distance. And then I got to the week where I was like, okay, so this week I'm running 14 miles. And then the week that I had to run 15 miles, I actually decided to sign up for a half marathon, which is 13.1 miles, but run 2 miles before the race started. So if you're in the Seattle area, I ran the Mercer Island Half Marathon that weekend, which is ridiculously hilly and not the smartest like route to try this out on. But I had run the marathon multiple times, so I knew what to expect. And I decided, okay, the race starts at whatever time, 9 o'clock or something. I'm going to show up a half an hour early. I'm going to run my 2 miles. And then when the race starts, I'm going to run the 13. And then when I get done, I will have run 15 miles. And I showed up and I did it. And I was like, oh, I'm good. Like, I just did that. I didn't know I could do that. And then the next week I ran 16 miles and I just kept adding to it one little bit at a time. And I kept working through it. There was no shortcut. There was no faster, easier shortcut way to get to 26.2 miles, except for to just run a little bit more every week until race day. That's how it works. And that's how it works in anything that you're working toward. As you're working through that resistance, if you want to get to that magical finish line, that finish line where you are like, you get yourself to the end and you're like, I have nothing left in me. And then you cross the finish line and you feel like on top of the freaking world. If you want to get to that point, you have to work the steps. You have to work into it. You have to work through it. And in working into it and in working through it, you see that little bit of growth every single day, every time you take a step, every time you make a little more progress. And then when you finally get there, whether you're walking across the stage with a diploma, whether you are, you know, changing careers, getting the promotion, up-leveling something in your marriage, maybe, and working it, you know, maybe like you go through therapy and all of a sudden you, not all of a sudden, after a lot of work, after working into it and through it, you've up-leveled your relationship to this point where you're like, we have something stronger than I could have ever imagined. In fact, there were times when I thought maybe we were going to get divorced, and now we have worked our way through all of that. We have worked into all of the resistance, and now we are solid. And now we're going to go on vacation. We're going to have like a second honeymoon and it's going to be amazing. All the reason that those milestones feel so momentous and so special and so magical is because of all the steps working into it, working through it, and showing up for every single one of those, not trying to find the workaround and the shortcut, not trying to sidestep any of it. So it's really stepping into that resistance every single step of the way. So I will tell you, in getting ready for Shameless Mom Con, I'm like, I don't know a thing about putting on a live event, but I've been to a million live events. I've observed and taken notes at a million live events. I've learned a ton. And now I get to do it myself and I'm stepping into all the resistance. Like, I had to figure out what AV package I wanted for like a projection screen and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't know. I just want like a screen with a laptop hooked up to it. Like, what is, and I got literally like this like 17 page document from the Sheraton where the event's going to be held. And I was like, I don't know what any of these words mean. Someone help me. So someone help me. That was like one little step. And then the next thing was like, okay, for coffee service, like, what do you want for coffee? I was like, I don't know. I just want coffee to be in the room. So then they send me again, like all these choices for coffee. And I'm like, they're like, how much coffee versus tea versus decaf? I was like, I don't know. Someone walked me through it. I figured it out, like stepping into the resistance over and over again, picking the location. Even that, I was like, I have no idea how this works, how expensive it is. So I will tell you, in launching this podcast, it was the same thing. I didn't have a clue. I had no idea how one launched a podcast. So you know what I did? I spent $1,200 joining a Facebook group so that I could learn how to do it. That was uncomfortable. I was like, this seems like a lot of money for something that I had no intention of building a business around initially. But I was like, okay, if I spend this money and join this group, I will have people who can help me. So that makes me feel like I have support. And then I started learning everything I could in this group. I literally was like the number one stalker of the group. I read all the posts. I knew what everyone was doing. And I just started taking action. And every time someone would tell me to do something, I would just do it, even though it was uncomfortable. I remember ordering things and being like, I don't even know what I'm ordering. Like, I remember I ordered my microphone on Amazon and then someone was like, yeah, you need a pop filter. I was like, I don't know what a pop filter is. People just sent me links of things to buy and I was like, okay. So I got like three pieces of equipment at my house and my husband was like, oh, cool. And I'm like, I don't know what any of that is. He's like, oh, well, okay. So this thing goes in front of the microphone and then like this attaches to your desk. And I was like, okay, cool. I have no idea. So really it's like one step at a time into the resistance and then owning every step. So by the time I launched the show, I had like 12 episodes pre-recorded and I was like, oh, like I did all this. There wasn't a shortcut. There wasn't a workaround. And when I finally did it, it felt so exciting and so big and so momentous because I did it all. I worked into and through that resistance. So I got to own the accomplishment that came from doing all the steps, from working into it and through it, not taking shortcuts, not sidestepping, for really showing up for every single bit of resistance and letting myself embrace and own those moments of resistance, own what I didn't know, to learn, to grow, to evolve, to ask questions, to be uncertain, to be uncomfortable. All those things, that was all part of working into it and working through it. And after I did that, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of awesome. And I can do this. And I think maybe I can do this really well. So I want you to start thinking about what is the thing that you've been wanting to do, that you've been curious about, that maybe you know that like, I want to do that in 3 years or 5 years or when the time is right or when the kids are out of school or when I turn 40 or when I turn 45 or next summer or next winter. What are those things that you've been putting off? Because every time you start to consider entering into it and going for the thing, taking the leap, you feel that resistance and you let yourself off the hook. Every time you decide that you want to do something uncomfortable, you feel the discomfort and you back off and you decide that this isn't the right time and you let yourself be okay with that excuse.
This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans,
IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explained. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. And they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S, aquatrue.com, code Shameless. I want you to think about what could happen if you embraced the resistance as part of the process in order to let yourself get to the other side into that magical space of accomplishment and achievement, like now. If you gave yourself permission to not wait till the conditions were ideal, not wait until the circumstances were perfect, to just do the thing through the resistance, figure it out as you go, work into it and work through it. And what if you could get to that magical place in the next 3 months instead of the next 3 years? What if you get to that magical accomplishment, that big, huge thing that you think you want to do like in 2023? What if you could do it in 2019? What if you could do that big, huge thing in the next 3 months instead of the next 6 months? Recently, someone told me that she wanted to run a marathon. So she told me in September, and I was like, no, you do not need to be training for and thinking about a marathon for the next 9 months. You need to run a marathon this spring. She was like, oh, okay. So she's running a marathon in April. So I want you to think about, if you lean into the resistance, work into it, work through it, you get the trophy way faster. Like, why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want the better marriage or the better job or the bigger promotion or the bigger paycheck? Why wouldn't you want that now? Also think about that resistance is required for everything that really matters. There was probably resistance around getting married. You probably had resistance around having kids. You probably had resistance around getting your degree or going for your last promotion or your last job or asking for a raise. All the things that really matter, there is an element of resistance. And you have to go for the thing in order to get the magic, right? So entering into marriage, like, it's a big deal. It's nerve-wracking. It's scary. There's a lot of like, oh my gosh, is this the right thing? I'm thinking about buying a house too. Like, buying a house is like that too, where you're like, well, I mean, I know I ultimately want to be a homeowner, or I know I ultimately want to be married, or I know I ultimately want to have kids, but like, oh gosh, I don't know. Like, right now, really? Is it the right time? Is the market right? Is he the right person? Is, like, if we have a baby now versus in 2 years, we get so caught up in making the circumstances perfect. And the reality is they're never going to be perfect because that resistance is always going to be there. And so as soon as we decide like, oh, but this resistance is going to be here no matter what, then it becomes so much easier to go after the thing. I know we had this when we were trying to deciding if we were going to have kids at all. And then when we decided we were going to try to get pregnant, which ended up taking many years after we decided, but we had this sense of, we don't know for sure if we want kids, but we also feel pretty strongly that we'll probably regret it if we don't do it. So that means we need to just do it. And so there's no point in putting it off. Like, we need to just do this because otherwise we're just like delaying the anxiety around it. And so that kind of became a joke for us. Same thing with my husband with buying a house. He bought a house when we were dating. And I remember the resistance around him buying that house. And the market was like nothing like it is now in Seattle, but it was for that time pretty wild. And, you know, people were writing offers on the back of car hoods, and it was before the bubble burst. So this was in like 2005, maybe 2006. And I remember the resistance he felt over making offers on houses. And I, because we weren't married yet, I was like, go for it. Like, this is so fun. Just do it. And he was like, oh my God, I have the worst headache. My stomach hurts. Like, he was so stressed out about it. And I was like, this is a fun adventure. Like, this house is super cute. It has a great backyard. And he was like dying because of all this resistance. And then as soon as we got it, there was like 5 bids on the house that day. As soon as he got the house, he was like, oh my gosh, like, this is my house. This is amazing. He was so excited. And I mean, that became our house. Like, we ended up, when we got married, that's where we lived for the first few years. So there was this element of magic to it after he did it. But that magic only felt that way because it was a terrifying commitment, a terrifying decision, right? So think about all the things in your life where you have that element of magic, the things that you've already done, where you have worked into and worked through the discomfort and the resistance, and you've come out on the other side. I'm sure you can think of really amazing examples, and I'm sure you can think of examples where you are actively resisting the resistance right now, and where can you stop doing that? I know this was the case for me for skiing, where at the beginning of the season, I said I was going to learn how to ski. And then I was like feeling pretty comfortable on my snowboard. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just wait till next season. And then I hurt my tailbone. And I was like, I really need to learn how to ski this season. And I was terrified because I had an injury. And I was like, I don't want to fall on my broken butt that's already killing me, but I really want to learn how to ski. And if I'm going to do it, I know ultimately this is something I want to do for our family because Vinny is skiing and he's loving it. And for me to just have that resistance hanging over me for a whole nother year seemed so wasteful and silly and kind of stupid. And so I was like, okay, so I'm just starting the ski lessons now. And then once I decided to do it, I was like, I'm just doing the uncomfortable thing now with my broken butt, with my fear of momentum, with my fear of chairlifts, I'm doing the thing. And I will tell you, I've now been skiing 4 times or 3 different weekends, because 1 weekend I went twice. So I'm counting that 3 weekends, 4 times. But I will tell you, it's been amazing. It has been so fun. It has also been completely terrifying. There's been a ton of resistance. Every single time I went on the chairlift last Sunday, I did not like it. We were doing a run that I hadn't done before, and we just did the same run all day. Like, it was a new part of the mountain, a new area over at Summit West, if you're familiar in the Seattle area. And we were doing this lift that we hadn't done before. I swear to God, the chairlift was twice as high as any of the other ones I'd been on previously this season. I hated it. I hated that chairlift. And I probably did that run 12 times. And every time I would go up it, I was like, my stomach was in knots. And I was like, just let it be over. Just let it be over. Just let it be over. And then I would get off and I would ski down the mountain and feel like I won the biggest trophy every time I got to the bottom. So I was like, oh my gosh, I just did it. I did it a little bit better than before. I didn't fall. Like, I am a skier. And then I'd get to the bottom and be like, oh my God, I have to get back on the chairlift now. And it was this like constant loop of resistance, reward, resistance, reward, resistance, reward. But I will tell you that that reward was like gold. It felt so good. And I was laughing with my friend Katie on the way home. I was like, I can't tell you how much I did not like that chairlift. And she was like, really? I'm like, no, seriously. Like, and because we were getting on with our kids every time. So I was like trying to not make a big deal about it. I was like, no, like every time we got on, my stomach was in knots. She was totally laughing because she knows I don't like heights and all these things. But I was like, yeah, but then every time I was coming down, I was like, this is amazing. We have to do it again. That's how resistance works. That's why magic and discomfort are soulmates, because the magic only comes because of the work it takes to get there.
Thank you for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. It is always a pleasure and a total honor to be in your ear. Please make sure you are subscribed to or following this show on whatever podcast platform you're using. This ensures that you never miss an episode. You can find everything related to the Shameless Mom Academy at shamelessmom.com, and you can inquire about my speaking, consulting, and coaching services, where I help women leaders, small business owners, and organizations build thought leadership and communication confidence over at sarahdean.com. That's Sarah, no H, S-A-R-A-D-E-A-N.com, sarahdean.com. Until next time, know that I appreciate you so, so much, my friend.
Hi there, I'm Andrea Owen, self-help author with 19 translations of my books, global keynote speaker, and life coach. My podcast, Make Some Noise, has been serving up self-help in a simple-to-digest way for the last decade. The topics brought in each episode are practical and easy to implement around topics such as working through fears that keep you stuck, different modalities of therapy, managing your negative self-talk, and more. We bring you guest experts, solo episodes, and I even coach listeners on the air around relatable struggles. I also do my best to weave my sense of humor into some heavy topics because, let's face it, life can be pretty hard, and it's so much better when we can have some fun while walking through our challenges. Whether you're seasoned in personal development or just starting out, Make Some Noise podcast will help you become the best version of yourself, the person you're proud of when you look in the mirror and show up in your life. Simply search Make Some Noise with Andrea Owen wherever you listen to your podcasts.